This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, in 2023, we had a little more of a bumpy ride than we've had in the past few years. But no means are we in any kind of trouble, but profit margins were a little tighter. That means it's going to take even more careful planning to grow a crop in conditions that may not start out already to the dry side in Iowa. So what does this mean for 2024? Well, we're going to find out from one ag economic forecaster right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
As we look ahead to next year's growing season, we know that inputs seem to be a little higher and prices are still in a volatile state of flux. Of course, the markets are going to be watching everything closely and will likely react with large swings once again. But what factors are they going to be taking into account as they watch the beginning of the season? Well, Dave Widmer is an ag economist with Agricultural Economic Insights out of Indiana, and he says the two things he's most interested in right now is acreage allocation and farm debt. Every year, there seems to be a shift in the acres planted into which crops, and Widmer says 2024 will probably be no exception.
Well, one of the things we're going to keep an eye on is acreage. There's always an acreage reallocation, and one of the things that happened in 2023, and our observation is that we had a lot of corn acres and a little bit of soybean acres, and that's resulted in this imbalance in the ending stocks. Corn ending stocks are above the long-run average, closer to 15% instead of the average of 13%. Soybeans are closer to 5 or 6% instead of the long-run average of 8. So we need to see some acreage reallocation. So producers are going to need to keep an eye on that relative price ratio and how that's going to impact their budgets.
Now, of course, farm debt is always a wild card because the stability of those debts is determined by the markets, and the markets are going to be altered by the plans that farmers are going to make. So it's a cyclical, symbiotic relationship as we go into the next year.
How are the debt side of the farm operations playing out? One of the things we've seen is new farm loans, say machinery loans, the payment terms have been stretched out. And so that means every $1,000 of farm machinery debt one takes on, the payments are going to be about the same as they were the last few years. That payment hasn't changed. What's changed is that stretching out means more payments get added to the backside, so that extra interest expense is going to get backloaded into the form of more additional payments. So interest expense is increasing, more payments to maintain the same level of debt that we've been having in the past.
Now, even though we said that farm debt will likely be a wild card, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Widmer is saying that lender confidence is still remaining high as far as agricultural operating loans go. Even though the margins of profit are a little bit tighter, it still seems to be a safe bet.
One of the big differences between today and the 1980s is we had really high interest rates and really short repayment periods. Farm loans for machinery that was less than a year. And so this created really a huge access to capital problems. We have a lot of access to debt. The debt markets are very accommodating at this point. That's one thing to keep in mind. But just because someone will lend you those terms doesn't mean you need to accept those terms. And we always need to be thinking about what's the implications of the terms that we've just accepted. So we've been stretching the terms out. That's kept the payments low. But now that we're in a higher interest rate environment, how are individual producers going to adjust?
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great weekend.